If you're on social media or if you participate in one of those neighborhood discussion groups right now, you might have seen or participated in one of these debates. Just what exactly can you do for exercise right now? Those stay-at-home orders have or are about to shut down parks, playgrounds, ball fields, and courts. But everybody always says that getting some exercise is crucial for maintaining a healthy state of mind, let alone a healthy body. So to that end, lots of you have sent in questions about what sports are okay and what's off limits. Is basketball okay? If so, how many people? How about taking the dog for a walk? Can you go for a run? Tennis, anybody? NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman is with us now. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
Also with us, Dr. Benjamin Levine. He is a professor of medicine and cardiology at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas. And he also directs the Institute for Exercise and Environmental Medicine at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital. Dr. Levine, welcome to you. Hello. All right. Well, hopefully he's there. Our first question is from Melody in Maryland. Let's listen.
If the virus can last in air for half an hour to up to 3 hours, is the guidance to go outside for recreational exercise truly safe?
I don't know if we've got the doc with us, but let's just keep going with some questions and then we'll throw them all at the doctor when he comes with us. And this, our next question is from Randy in Hawaii.
As a new transplant to Hawaii, I'm impacted by this coronavirus and cannot work. I enjoy swimming as a form of exercise, and now I have the time, but I'm cautious about swimming in a public pool. Is the virus spread in a public pool? We have a saltwater, not chlorinated type pool, if that makes a difference.
Tom, I'm going to go to you on this. I'm sure a lot of people are wondering if they can still swim, although I'm intrigued that he can find a pool that's still open. I was like,
Yeah.
But what do we know about this?
Well, the answer, wondering if they can swim, they can. The CDC says there's no evidence COVID-19 can be spread to humans through the use of pools and hot tubs. As long as there's proper maintenance and disinfecting with chlorine, that should, in the CDC's words, inactivate the virus. And Randy mentions a saltwater pool. Saltwater pools generally convert the salt to chlorine, which will do the job. Now, that said, Michelle, the problem with public pools, as you alluded to there, and why a lot have been shut down, it's easy to touch all kinds of surfaces that might contain virus particles in the locker room, the shower, and also with a lap pool, you may not be able to socially distance with someone in the same lane or an adjoining lane. So the pool itself is good, all around it, not so much. And if you do find a public pool that's open, you really have to be careful with that.
Well, there are so many good reasons to go to Hawaii anyway, aren't there? Well, we can't right now, but hypothetically. All right, Dr. Levine, hello. Are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hello. Hello. Good to hear from you. So the big question, of course, on a lot of people's minds is, can you go outside to exercise?
Well, the short answer is yes, of course you can. So if you're in a small contained room with no airflow, then it certainly is possible that both droplets and perhaps aerosolized virus can hang around for a long time. But when you're outside, there's free flow of air, there's sun, and it's actually a quite safe place to be.
Okay.
Scientists in Wuhan have actually measured sampled air in public spaces and shown that it was virtually undetectable. So I think people should not worry about translating studies done in small contained places to the outdoor environment.
All right. Well, thank you for that. Next, we have a question from listener Christina in California.
Many of us seniors who play pickleball are wondering if we should continue to enjoy this outdoor and non-contact sport if we disinfect the balls and wear gloves. Is it wise for us to continue to play?
Dr. Levine?
Ah, pickleball. So pickleball is a great sport. It's sort of like tennis, but in a much smaller area. Your listener talked about outdoors, and certainly you should not play indoor pickleball. Now, the court is much smaller, so I would argue that you should not play doubles pickleball. The court's only 20 feet wide and 40 feet long, and I have campaigned recently using the mnemonic, double your distance. So if 6 feet is okay for regular social distancing, you should keep at least 12 feet when you're doing exercise because of the increased ventilation and rate of breathing that you're doing. So I think if you played singles pickleball, stayed on either side of the net, avoided that non-volley zone, which is 7 feet on either side of the net, clean the balls, and don't share rackets or drinks or clothing or things like that. I think for the most part, that'd be a good sport to play.
Huh. Learning a lot here. And Doctor, I understand you play tennis yourself. Are you still playing?
I do. In fact, I sent a picture of me playing with one of our residents to our some of our other faculty, showing a 72-foot social distancing.
Okay.
And tennis is a good sport.
Okay. I think we can squeeze one more in here. This is John in Bend, Oregon.
Is high-intensity aerobic exercise, for example, running or cycling intervals, more dangerous with the possibility of an unknown COVID-19 infection? And can it weaken one's immune system, thus making one more susceptible to an infection?
Doctor?
So there are two parts to that question. The first is, should you exercise at all, in particular high-intensity intervals, if you think you might have a COVID infection? And again, the short answer to that is you shouldn't. So COVID has a particular predilection for infecting the heart, something called myocarditis. And so I think if you've got a fever or a cough or think you might have a COVID infection, that's not the time to start doing high-intensity intervals.
Okay.
If you're well, I wouldn't worry about the immune system. You have to do a lot of exercise to weaken the immune system. And in general, most exercise actually enhances it.
Okay, very briefly, Tom, does the stay-at-home order mean you can't go out to exercise? What's the reporting on this?
No, not at all. And in most states, if not all, they say exercise is considered an essential activity. You should get out, run, hike, bike, fish, hunt, swim, but all with social distancing. And as Dr. Levine says, if possible, double your distance.
Okay. Thank you both. NPR's Tom Goldman and Dr. Benjamin Levine, thank you both so much.
My pleasure. Thanks.
All right. Before we let you go, yesterday, Danielle Kurtzleben on this program, our politics and economics reporter, answered your questions. Now, she usually travels around the country to cover the news, but for now, as everybody else, she's staying home. But this has not stopped her passion for live reporting. Take a listen.
An area man has changed his showering habits. Apartment 932's Danielle Kurtzleben reports that he has taken the unprecedented step of late afternoon bathing. Steve, my roommate and romantic partner, until recently showered every morning before putting on a dashing shirt and tie and getting his gorgeous self to work.
Stop objectifying me!
Today, he instead sat right down to work at 8 a.m. and didn't shower until after going for a 4 p.m. run. Democratic strategists told Apartment 932 News that it's a weird move. Republican strategists agreed, and strategists from both parties also wondered if I don't need a hobby or just a, quote, chill pill. Danielle Kurtzleben, Apartment 932 News, the bathroom.
Way to go, Danielle. Yes, we're all getting a little stir crazy here. Thank you all for joining us. We will be back tomorrow. This is the National Conversation with All Things Considered from NPR News. Come back tomorrow.